USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is ramping up evacuations of American citizens and vulnerable Afghans from Afghanistan. This comes as the White House says it is still on track to meet President Biden's August 31st deadline to pull the remaining American forces from the country following the Taliban's lightning speed takeover. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Wednesday tells reporters that the U.S. is in communication with the Taliban on evacuating priority groups.
Not saying it's been perfect, but by and large, the people that we have made clear to the Taliban that we want to have access through the checkpoints have been able to get through.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is cheering Democrats in the House for passing a procedural vote on Tuesday, establishing rules for the final vote on President Biden's $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
At least 10 school boards in Florida are defying Governor Ron DeSantis' executive order banning them from issuing mask mandates amid a spike in COVID-19 cases due to the Delta variant. Governor DeSantis arguing there's not much of a difference between districts that are enforcing mask mandates and those that aren't.
You don't see any major differences between the districts that are following the law and the districts that are breaking the law, you know, with respect to this. So I would just say that we're in a situation where I think parents can best apprise that.
A new USA Today Suffolk University poll has President Biden's job approval at 41%, with 55% disapproving. Among independent voters, his job approval has fallen to 32%. Overall, he is just under 50% approval on COVID-19, 39% approval on the economy, and 26% approval on his handling of the Afghan withdrawal. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Moderna is looking for its coronavirus vaccine to be fully approved by the FDA. The Massachusetts-based company asked the FDA for priority review after submitting the necessary documents. Full approval of the vaccine would cover those who are 18 and older. Moderna's application comes days after the FDA gave its blessing to Pfizer's vaccine. Republican lawmakers are continuing to speak out regarding the evacuation mission in Afghanistan, many believing the mission has been botched by the Biden administration.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News President Biden's blunder is making history that will be remembered for decades.
You know, when history looks back at this moment, and it's going to look back at this moment, this is going to be a big deal for decades. This is going to be covered as one of the worst catastrophes in American foreign policy history for two reasons. Number one is failure of this administration to anticipate what they should have known, and then the botching of this evacuation of this entire process. This is the way the process should have worked. Okay, what Joe Biden should have said is, we have these people and we have this equipment, and we're going to get it out of Afghanistan, and we'll leave once we have all that stuff. And anyone who gets in the way, including the Taliban, who tries to stop us, is going to be killed. You will die if you get in our way. Not August 31st, and not September 1st, not August 29th. Not a date, a goal.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.